The weeds climbed from soil to sky on all sides of Robinson Park, shrouding the abandoned grounds from the rest of Gotham City. Dinah Lance had grown up driving past this stretch, watching the once flourishing park fade over the course of her childhood. The greenery had been the first to go, shriveling up and turning the color of mud. An army of vines came next, emerging from the ground and crawling up every bench, slide, and swing, until soon the whole space was too overgrown to see through. It used to be just another grim sight Dinah passed on her way to school, a reminder of all the ways the Court of Owls had failed their city. But today was different. Today, she knew what was hidden inside.
"Please tell us you're not serious about this." Dinah's best friend, Mandy Harper,
shuddered as she stared across the street.
"That place looks like a hangout for serial killers."
"Yeah, it's clearly been shut down for a reason,"
Ty Carver, the third member of their trio, said with a grimace.
"And traipsing around a sketchy old park was not what I had in mind for our second to last day of summer, especially when we could be at Natasha Wycliffe's party right now."
"You guys can chicken out if you want, but I'm going in," Dinah said, striding ahead of them. "What we're about to uncover easily beats some party that, I hate to break it to you, Ty, we're not even invited to."
"Wait," Mandy gripped her arm. "What if someone sees us? Is your plan really worth the risk of
rotting in Arkham Asylum?"
Ty finished her sentence.
"Of course not. Come on, let's go."
Dinah paused mid-step. She couldn't exactly blame them for their reservations. Trespassing on closed government property was technically a crime against the court, one that could warrant the owl's favorite punishment. A prison sentence at Arkham used to be reserved for the most dangerous, deranged criminals in the city. But these days, there was an entirely different group behind bars. The court had repurposed Arkham, warping it into a torture chamber for anyone who dared to oppose them. It was a place where roles were reversed, with known criminals running the show and would-be heroes languishing in their cells. The kind of place you tried to avoid at all costs. Still, Gotham City's rulers had far bigger fish to fry than high school students poking around a rundown park. Dinah hadn't heard of anyone their age winding up in Arkham. Yet, getting caught was a long shot, and for better or worse, her want was greater than her fear.
"It's totally deserted. No one's going to know we were ever there, much less throw us in Arkham over it," she said. "And if we did somehow get caught, I would be the one to take the blame anyway."
She looked back at the two of them as a beam of light from a street lamp crossed their faces, highlighting Mandy's gold-flecked brown eyes, dark brown skin, and wary expression, and Ty's pale skin and light blue eyes, jittery behind his glasses. Dinah felt a twinge of guilt for talking them into this.
"You don't have to come with me if you really hate the idea."
Mandy gave her a wry smile and pulled a tiny can of pepper spray from her skirt pocket.
"I mean, we're obviously not going to let you go in there alone."
"We're not?"
Ty cracked. Dinah wouldn't have been surprised if he was only half kidding. As much as he cared about her, Ty also happened to be the furthest thing from a risk taker.
"This just better be worth it," Mandy added.
"It will be."
Dinah grinned at her two oldest friends, looping an arm through each of theirs as they crossed to the darker side of the street. The towering curtain of weeds rose up to meet them. It surrounded the park's perimeter, blocking every entrance.
"What are we supposed to do now?"
Ty asked, raising an eyebrow.
"Just follow me."
Dinah took a deep breath and slid sideways into the weeds, feeling them part just enough to let her through before swallowing her up in stems and leaves. They scratched at her skin as she elbowed her way forward toward a half-buried entrance gate. A tangle of bare branches poked through the gate's iron bars, like spindly arms pushing her away. Still, Dinah moved closer.